Invite your attention to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, and verse 1. A couple weeks ago, we talked about, our focus was being wives, godly wives, and we looked in Ephesians 5 at being godly wives. Last Sunday, we talked about being godly husbands. And so, if you missed either of those, go back and check it out on the website, and I would suggest, you know, that you do get the whole picture. This, what's being built here, is how to have a happy life. And it addresses everything. Today, we're going to talk about being happy children. Do y'all have happy children? Children, are you happy? Boy, we've got a ways to go, haven't we? Our focus today is, of course, be happy. But we're going to talk about being happy kids and what it's like. You know, just like God has expectations of husbands and wives, He has expectation of children too. So, before we begin, if you are a person, and I do not mean to belittle you by calling you a child. That's okay. But if you are a child living at home under the roof of your parents, if you are supported by your parents, all right, would you please stand? Amen. And in the balcony, I want y'all to stay standing for just a moment because I want to tell you something. I'm going to make this short. I'm not going to preach a long time today, as long as you listen to me. Okay? If you listen, it will go through like that. If you don't listen, man, I'll ramble on forever. I've got the preacher rambling down, okay? So I want you just to ask you to listen to me for a few short minutes. And I'm not going to preach at you. I want to share with you what God says about being a child. All right? Now, would everybody please stand? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Here we go. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And let's stop right there and look to the Lord in prayer. Brother Michael, would you lead us in that prayer?
Father, again, we come to you this morning thanking you for the opportunity to be in your house, to worship you, Lord, to listen to the portion of your word, and your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. And I want to start by speaking to our children. I want to ask you the question. I want you to ask yourself the question, are you happy? Are you happy? You don't have to answer out loud. I just want you to answer that within yourself. Are you happy? Okay? If not, it very well could be that you're not happy because you're doing something wrong. Okay? You're not going about life right. So today, I want you to understand this message will determine your happiness. Okay? Very simple. God's way works. When you do it God's way, I've found, and you can take it from this old preacher, if you do it God's way, life is just so much better. And it's so much easier, and it's so much more joyful. Today, doing it God's way involves obeying your parents. Now, what are we talking about obeying? It's not that parents stand over you with a big stick, whacking you in the head, saying, "You will obey me, you will mind me, you will do everything I say." That's not what I'm talking about, okay? That word obey literally means to listen. Learn to listen is our first goal. It carries the idea of adhering to instructions because you've paid attention. I like that. Children paying attention. That's good, isn't it? That's just good. All right? See, listening is your first challenge.
Amen.
Really? It is. I remember, I've been in your shoes. That old Charlie Brown cartoon, the womp, 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 womp. That's what you hear. I get it. Okay? I get it. What you really want to hear is, yes, That's every child's dream. Dad, can I? Yes. Mom, I need $10. Yes. Can I go spend the night with my friend? Yes. Can I? Yes. Until you say, can I? And no comes around. And then the world comes crashing down. Right? You know how, I mean, it is. It's the idea of some children that when mom and dad say no, you are trying to destroy my life. They're not trying to destroy your life. Okay? As a matter of fact, in most cases, it's just that they care enough to tell you no. Okay? It is not your parents' job to give you everything you want. I see the surprise on some of your faces. Really? No. It's not your parents' job to give you everything you want. It is your parents' job to raise you as a productive member of the kingdom of God and of our society. That is their goal. Okay? So with that in mind, you've got to understand that when there is a no, there is a reason for the no. Listen to the no. You know, most of the time children hear no. And then everything after that, we're back to the want. You know, you don't get, all you heard is no. Listen to the no. The reason for the no. No, you can't go spend the night with that friend because I don't want you in that environment. And you may say, well, my mom and dad shouldn't pick my friends. Yes, they should. Amen. Yes, they should. They have no right to control my life. Yes, they do. And I'm going to get you to why in just a moment, but I want you to understand. First step in obedience is learning to listen. Listen to what they tell you. When they say don't do something, they're not trying to ruin your life. They're trying to keep you from ruining your life. Listen. Learn to listen. They may not be right all the time. They may not know everything. But they have something you don't have. Are you still with me, children? You can say this is a children amen day. If you're still with me, say amen, children. There we go. Pretty good. They have something you do not have. They have experience. Okay? Experience. There are two facts I want you to face in the beginning of this message. Number one, are you ready? Say number one. Number one, there we go. I love it. Fact number one, your parents are smarter than you are. I can see the expressions in the balcony. No, this can't be true. Yes, your parents are smarter than you are. I know they can't operate the iPhone like you can. They can't get the things out of a computer that you can get. Most of you. I mean, let's face it, most of us go to our kids for computer advice, right? However, I'm going to tell you what they do know. They know life. Okay? They have experience. You see, they've been beat up. They have been beat down. They've experienced success. They've experienced failure. They know by experience what works and what does not work. A wise man once told me, and he's in this church, but I'm going to share it with you. He knows who he is. But a wise man once told me, he said, a man with experience is seldom at the mercy of a man with an opinion. Don't you think about that statement? A man with experience is seldom at the mercy of a man with an opinion. Your parents are the people with experience. Children, you are the people with an opinion. Okay? You don't know whether it's going to work or not. You need the experience. As a matter of fact, when I'm sick and I go to a doctor, you know what? I don't want to go to a doctor that wants to be a doctor. I want to go to a doctor. Certified, experienced, and knows how to treat my illness. That's the way you look at your parents. See, they've been there. They've done that. They've experienced the pitfalls of life. And one of the greatest gifts they can give you is to keep you from experiencing those pitfalls. They truly want you to have a better life. So fact number one, they're smarter than you are, so you should listen to them. Fact number two, for it is right. Obey your parents in the Lord, for it is right. Now you kind of get misled here by thinking, obey your parents in the Lord. That means if they tell me something from the Bible, I'm supposed to do it. No, that's not the idea here. Okay? In the Greek language, oftentimes order doesn't mean a whole lot. To give you the idea of the meaning here, it is obey your parents, for this is right in the Lord. That's the concept. Obey your parents, for this is right in the Lord. Meaning, if you do not obey your parents, you're not rebelling against your parents, you're rebelling against God. Okay? So don't walk around and think you can have a right relationship with God and be in opposition with your mom and dad, because you cannot. Biblical fact. All right? Fact number one, they're smarter than you are. Fact number two, it's right. Just do it. Okay? Because God said it. Obey your parents. Number two, we're breezing right through, so stay with me. Okay? Number two, honor your father and your mother. That word honor is an interesting word, and we're not going to go real deep, but I'm going to give you, it carries two meanings. Number one, it means to value or to set a price. You see, you must first realize what your mom and dad are truly worth. Okay? They're worth more than the money you get out of them. They're worth more than the yes or the no you get out of them. They are a very valuable asset in your life. But you see, you've got to realize their value. That word honor, as I said, it means value. In Matthew chapter 27, verse 9, is talking about those who betrayed Jesus. It says, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the value of him whom was priced. And it's talking about Jesus there and being betrayed for 30 pieces of silver. And it says, the value of him who was priced. You could replace that word value with honor. The honor of him that was priced. They accounted him as being worth 30 pieces of silver. That's what Judas sold Jesus for. Here's my question to you, children. Do you honor your parents? The word honor means to value, affix, or set a price upon them. And the reason I'm so intense about this one is because too many children in today's society are selling their parents. Why, Brother Doug, what do you mean? I don't sell my parents. Oh, but do you? You see, today's child often takes the advice, the love, the caring, the provision of their parents and says, I'll exchange that for the popularity among my peers. I will exchange everything my mom and dad told me if I can go chase what everybody says the in crowd is supposed to do. You know what your mom and dad said. They say, don't drink, stay away from the parties. But those parties are where the really popular people are. Are you willing to sell your parents and go to the party? You see, that's what they're worth to you. You see my concept here? See where I'm going? Those things, those friends, the people that your parents tell you to avoid. And yes, once again, they have the right, even the responsibility, to tell you to avoid those people. Why? Because you cannot fall into a mud puddle and come out clean. I know you say, I can go to those parties, I can be around those people, and I won't do those things. Oh, yes, you will. You will. And your life is too important to be run by the popular crowd. You see, you've got a bunch more people, kids your age, who have a lot more opinions. And then you've got a mom and dad who have good, solid, foundational experience. Don't sell out what your mom and dad, or don't sell out your mom and dad for the acceptance of your friends. Don't sell them out for anything, because every time you disobey, every time you rebel against them, you're saying they're not worth it. Oh, but my friends, they are. Children, they are worth the highest value that you can put upon them. Second thing, it not only means to value them or treasure them, it means to respect them. We know what that word respect is. That's when mom and dad says, no, I do not want you to do that. And you respond to mom and dad by saying, oh, mom! Oh, dad! Why can't everybody else is going? Why can't I go? Everybody else is doing that. Why can't I? Oh, mom and dad, you just never let me do anything. You just abuse me so much. Does it sound familiar? You gotta love that kid in Walmart who lays down on the floor and screams because mom won't give him candy. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. You see, not only are you to value your parents, but you're to respect, which means to show their value. That when mom and dad says no, you need to learn to accept no. Okay? And respond with a yes, ma'am, yes, sir. Which takes me down a different path. Allow me this side note, children. Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir is still very appropriate. Whether you're talking to mom and dad or you're talking to any other adults, use yes, ma'am. Don't say yeah. Don't say yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. You see, you're showing your respect. And you want to show your respect to your parents. You want to show your respect to any of the adults that you come in contact with. See, respect, it carries the idea, as I said, of letting the value show. Proverbs 3:9 says, honor the Lord. You say, Brother Doug, this says honor the Lord. It doesn't say anything about parents. Yes, you're right. It says honor the Lord. But you have to understand the meaning of the word honor. Honor the Lord with your what? Possessions. And with the first fruits of your increase. See, it says, we honor the Lord by giving to the Lord. Showing that we love the Lord. Showing that we value the Lord. It's the same concept with your parents. Young people, are you with me in the balcony? This is where you say, yeah. Yes, sir. Okay. Are you with me down here? Okay, there we go. Now, honor your parents means to show your parents that you value them. How do you do that? Well, we used to call them chores. What do they call them nowadays? Chores? Awesome. Still got them. You mean I'm supposed to make my bed? You mean I'm supposed to clean my room? You mean I'm supposed to mow the yard? Absolutely. And you should do it with a closed mouth. Showing your mom and dad, hey, I want to contribute to this family. I respect you, mom and dad, and I want you to know that I respect by what I'm doing. See, that's the idea of honoring them. By doing what they say, but by letting it show. Honor them with your speech. Let me ask you a question. I know it's really not cool. You don't want to do this in public. But you ever get around your mom and dad alone and just say, Mom, I want you to know I love you. Yeah. I realize you can't do that in front of the cool kids at school. I understand that. But do you just ever just get alone with mom and say, Mom, I love you. You know, it happens a lot when you're this big. But when you get to be teenagers, you forget. Oh, don't forget to love your mom and dad. You can tell dad the same thing. Dad, I just love you. You see, that's honoring. That's showing your parents. Yeah, we talk about this gap between parents and children. There shouldn't be a gap. God never intended a gap. Generation gap. No, God intended for parents to love and to nurture and to teach and for children to have sense enough to take that instruction and build on it. That's where we're going with all this. Honor your father and mother. Appreciate him. You ever do something for your mom and dad just because? You ever do something not, you know, they didn't tell you to do it, but you saw it? Maybe the vacuum the carpet, or maybe it is a weed eat the yard, whatever. Wash mom's car, whatever. You know, you ever just do it so that mom and dad know that you love them? You see, that's honoring. That is respecting. That is showing them that you love them. And I want to tell you, I look here in this congregation today. Oh, I'm excited at the youth that we have in this church. And I want you to know, young people, that you are loved. This preacher loves you. Your mom and dad loves you. And we want the very best for you. Which brings me to the last part. I told you we're going to breathe through this, right? See, you've got to know how important what I'm sharing. It's not complicated. It's not long. Obey your father and mother. Easy. Honor your father and mother. It's easy. But the importance is your future is at stake. You see, it's the difference between a stormy life and a successful life. Did you know that people create most of their own problems? And those problems come from poor decisions. Did you know that every action has consequences? I think that's one of the problems with our society today, is that oftentimes children don't understand consequences because parents keep bailing them out. Well, I want to tell you, life has consequences. Every decision that you make has consequences. That means you got to live with what you do. One bad decision will leave you living in a life of regret. One bad decision is all it takes. You know all the things that your parents warn you against and say, oh, stay away from drugs. Don't get involved in drugs. And I know that's become so mundane anymore that it's just hardly even paid attention to. But do you understand that there's nothing beneficial about it? That's why your parents are harping, stay away from those people, stay away from those drugs, because there is no good that can come from it. As a matter of fact, it will destroy you. You start that habit today, you'll still be fighting that habit when you're 30 years old. Have you ever seen a 30-year-old drug addict? They look 80. Teeth are gone. Hair's falling out. They're wiry thin. And they made a bad decision when they were young and they're still living with it. Same way with sexual immorality and promiscuity. I know today it says, you know, everything you see, it's all about sexual immorality. And I know the world says there's nothing wrong with it. And I want to tell you, in the context of marriage, there's nothing wrong with sex. As a matter of fact, it's a great thing, right? But God made it for marriage. And all your friends who tease you about not being sexually active, they don't care about you. They don't care about you. And as a pastor, I have seen 14, 15-year-old babies having babies. And then you've got to live from that point forward raising that kid. Now, do not get me wrong. I love all kids, no matter, you know, where they're born, what age their mother was when she had them. But you don't want to go that route. You don't. Grow up. Get married. Alcohol is the same way. I mean, it's taken so lightly today. How many homes have been destroyed? You're looking at the pastor that have went into those alcohol-ridden homes and tried to counsel with those alcoholics time and time again. And watch this. Satan just robs them of everything. What I want you to understand is this, that rebellion starts when you're young. It starts with throwing aside the instruction of mom and dad. And it may start when you're 16 years old, but it'll last a lifetime. It'll rob you of family. It'll rob you of a healthy marriage. It'll make you miserable. It'll bring you to the point where you can't get a job. You can't stay in school, in and out of jail, to the point where life is just not worth living. And it all starts with a rebellion against the direction of mom and dad. It's a serious thing that I'm talking to you today about. We've smiled and I've made some cute, wise, you know, well, maybe they're not cute, but anyway, some comments that kind of make us smile. But I want you to know this, children, our young people, you are too important to us and we are not willing to give you to Satan.
Amen.
Okay? So as you grow up, starting today, my challenge to you is, don't choose the stormy road. Choose success. You see, my goal, your parents' goal, God's goal, is that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. The key to a good life is a good start. And as I said before, God's way works. Now, if you're blessed with a mom and dad who love you enough to say no, who love you enough to give you direction, if you're blessed with parents like that, thank God for them. Because all that means is they care. I said a good life starts with a good foundation. First step in that foundation is Jesus Christ. Are you a child of God? Have you come to the point in your life where you gave Jesus Christ your life, your heart, your all? Where you called upon Him and asked Him to save you? Have you done that? If not, listen, you're fighting a losing battle. You've got to have something to build your life on. And that something is Jesus Christ. And you know, it really amazes me how we seem to be gravitating to the world. And the world says, oh, no religion in public view, get the Ten Commandments out of our schools, can't have prayer, and blah, 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 on and on and on and on. And they don't see what the world's turning into. I mean, shootings in movie theaters. You can't, and we wonder, what's going on with our young people? Oh, I know, it must be the guns. No, that's just dumb. What it is we're raising a generation that do not understand principle foundations of conduct. They don't understand consequences. And the reason they don't is because we're trying to take God away. Okay? Oh, listen. Whether you're 5 years old or you're 85, if you've never received Jesus Christ as your Savior, you need to take care of that today. You need to call upon the name of the Lord. Maybe you're here today and you've been rebellious against your parents. Well, let me tell you something, kids. It's okay to say, I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry, Dad. I should have acted differently. I should have done differently. As a matter of fact, that's a good first step. You know something I'm fully aware of? If you rebel against mom and dad, you'll rebel against God. Maybe you're here today and you've never followed the Lord in scriptural baptism. I would invite you to come in this invitation. Maybe you're here today and God's calling you into a particular mission field. I invite you to come. But listen, most important is that you hear the direction of the Father, that you see what you're supposed to do. And that you're willing to do it. You see, not only are we to be obedient to our earthly mother and father, we're to be obedient to our heavenly Father. What is God leading you to do today? If you need to be saved, you need to come. If you need to be baptized, you need to come. If you need to rededicate your life or come to this altar and spend time in prayer, you need to come. Whatever you need, Jesus is the answer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the day. Lord, thank you for your word. And help our children. Because they do. There's so much pressure that this old world tries to put on them. That Satan tries to mislead them. Lord, help them to receive the truth today and to take it deep within their heart and to honor their father and mother and to obey their father and their mother and to put those godly principles they're being taught into practice in their life. And Father, help the parents to be godly parents. That the focus of the importance of the things that they teach come from Your Word. Lord God of heaven, as we come to this invitation, I pray Your will be done. And I most especially pray for those who are lost, that today will be the day they come to You for salvation. These things we ask in Jesus' name.